It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Joining me this morning is the mayor of Memphis, Tennessee, the Honorable Jim Strickland. Mr. Mayor, thank you for joining me during this pandemic. How are you, sir?
Good. Thank you, Tim, for having me on.
Okay, so the safer at home order that has come down and is now underway for the city of Memphis, and I've noticed that some of the other municipalities are following similar orders. What do people, again, a refresher, what do folks need to know?
Bottom line is everyone needs to stay home unless they have an essential business or they're going to the doctor. And we have a definition of essential workplace, and it's a lot of jurisdictions, states, and other cities have done this, and the list of essential business is pretty much the same. But obviously, police and fire and doctors and grocers and those are all essential businesses. But everyone else needs to stay home as much as they can, and I want to highlight that. Our health department has, every morning we have a conference call to go over the status of it, and the health department for the last few days has said they have a growing number of cases because it's spreading because sick people are going to work. People who are showing symptoms of being ill, fever, chills, whatever, are going to work. That is the worst thing that can happen. Because even though you can spread the virus if you're not showing symptoms, if you're showing symptoms, you definitely should know that you should not go home. You should not go to the grocery. You should not go to the doctor. Unless you call them first and tell them you're having these symptoms. So please stay at home. And the whole reason this is important is because we don't want a huge spike in cases that require hospitalizations and overwhelm our hospital. I'm giving it a kind of a sobering number. Our whole area here has around 200 ventilators. In Italy, they've had such a huge spike that the doctors there are having to pick and choose who gets a ventilator and who doesn't, basically who lives and who doesn't live. We don't want that in Memphis. And so we got to tamp down. We can't stop the virus, but you can slow it down so there's not this huge spike that overwhelms our healthcare system.
We've gotten some calls into the station. By the way, Mayor of Memphis, Jim Strickland, joining us right now. We've gotten calls into the station wondering, okay, specifically, you know, who gets to go in? Can I go outside? What are things that I can't do during this? Is there a website that you guys have put up to kind of explain all this?
Absolutely. It's covid19.memphistn.gov. covid19.memphistn.gov. You could also put Memphis COVID-19 in a search engine and probably get there. But bottom line, things that you can do, you know, we've talked a lot about what you can't do. You can walk your neighborhood. You just don't, you shouldn't do it in a group, either by yourself or with your spouse. Don't do it in a group. You can go outside, though, just to do that. You know, there's a lot of things online to do. Of course, people, Netflix could probably charge twice as much as they normally do. But I guess I'm trying to explain to people this is a serious situation. They should not be panicked. But it really is truly serious because we don't – you can just read an article about what's going on in Italy, and it will break your heart.
This happens so rarely, and I know this is the first time you've had to deal with something like this. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but in your words, can you talk about how difficult coming to this decision and the thought process has been for you for the last couple of weeks?
It's a hard decision, and I don't want to dwell on that though, because other people are going through so much more hardship.
Sure.
People losing their jobs, losing their business. But to make decisions that might affect that is very difficult. But that's why we've tried to ground our decisions on what the medical experts tell us, what the CDC tells us, what Dr. Fauci tells us, what the local doctors tell us. And, you know, we didn't take any action on closing anything until we had community transmission. And the first case of that confirmed was last Thursday. That meaning somebody in Memphis got the virus while in Memphis. Before that, it was, you know, you got it in New Orleans or got it out of town. It actually transmitted within Memphis for the first time, proof-wise, last Thursday. And that's when Dr. Fauci and other doctors said, hey, when you have that, that's when you need to close restaurants other than takeout and gymnasiums and, you know, movie theaters and stuff like that. So we've gone this next step because the numbers are just really skyrocketing every single day. And we kind of wanted to be ahead of the curve. I do believe that every city and every state within the next 2 or 3 weeks is going to go to a safer at home model. So we thought, well, let's, you know, the doctors here locally were telling us, let's do it sooner than later, and to keep people safe and keep those numbers down so we don't overwhelm the healthcare system.
You mentioned the doctors here, and of course you also mentioned Dr. Fauci, who has been a senior advisor in the Trump administration. Here locally, was it pretty much a consensus that this needed to be done, at least in the opinion of the medical community?
Absolutely, yes. The Doctors Association, they have an association. They were all advocating for this. All the hospitals, Baptist, Methodist, Regional One, St. Francis, St. Jude, were all advocating for it because they see it. They are seeing the cases. They're also worried about their doctors and nurses who have to interact with these sick people. You can see it across the country. The medical professionals are catching this virus, and because the caseload is so, you know, dramatically high. So we try to surround ourselves with good people, listen to expert opinion. You know, the Surgeon General yesterday said people are not taking this seriously enough. And I do believe, I think most people are, but there are still people out there. I saw in the news this weekend, people out at the beach, and even though we say you can go to the park, you can't be jammed up with each other. And I saw some pictures in New York that happening there. Of course, they're such a more dense, they have such a more dense population than we do. So it's harder for them, but you got to stay at least 6 feet away from people. Cover your mouth when you cough. The health department doctor this morning on our call said, people are even forgetting the basics of just washing your hands for a full 20 seconds. And, you know, we all get anxious. Yeah. You know, when you're putting something in the microwave, you know, we want it done in 5 seconds. Well, we take a full 20 seconds to wash your hands. And my wife told me, you know, say the Lord's Prayer. That'll take you 20 seconds. Get through it all and thoroughly wash. So keep doing those basic things that can drive down this virus.
The website is covid19.memphistn.gov. Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland, and we got about 30, 45 seconds left. Mr. Mayor, is there anything you'd like to say? And this is about the time of day when first responders are making a shift change and medical professionals are making a shift change. Is there anything you'd like to say to them as they prepare for their day?
I want to thank them. And I think all of us should thank them, the doctors and nurses and other people who work in the healthcare industry who are dealing with this on the front lines, the police, the firefighters. They can't work from home. They can't. They've got to be on the street, and they have to respond to people's calls in their homes or at their businesses who have medical emergencies. So we pray for them. And we thank them, and I think everyone, next time you see a doctor, nurse, firefighter, police officer, please thank them.
Mayor Jim Strickland, thank you for your time, and we will be here to help disseminate that information and partner with you. Thank you so much for your time, and we wish you the best of luck in moving forward in some of these decisions, which will be unprecedented for our city, and may you be guided by wisdom and be surrounded by those who have the city's best interest at heart. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Tim.
Again, that was Memphis, Tennessee Mayor Jim Strickland talking about the COVID-19 response and his Safer at Home order, which was issued on Monday, March 23rd. You can go to covid19.memphistn.gov to find out all of the details, including what you can and cannot do during this particular period. Other municipalities have followed suit in a similar way. Go to those municipalities' websites to find out more. Coming up later today, we will have our scheduled podcast with Memphis 901 FC head coach Tim Mulqueen on My Three Subs Podcast. Follow us at mythreesubspodcast.com and everywhere podcasts are distributed.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.